I'm Claire, and I'm the Director of Faith Formation here at Bethany. A special welcome to any of you who are worshiping with us for the first time. We've got worship pads in our pews, so if you'd pass those down and let us know that you're here, we can share more about the mission and ministry of Bethany. Whew, okay, ready for this? So we're in the midst of this summer series called Surprised by Hope, and we've been exploring the Bible and who God is revealed to us through the Bible. And last week, Pastor Mike was with us, and he shared about God's abounding love in Jesus. And today, I'm going to pick up this story, and I'm going to talk about what happened after Jesus. And what happened is the church. The church happened. And this is a great week to be talking about this, because I saw the church show up each and every day in this building, and all those people that came to VBS. It was amazing. Now, our reading from today comes before Jesus dies. He's still on earth, but it's Jesus laying the groundwork for what will come after he's gone, the church. And the gospel writer, Matthew, he starts his gospel by having both John the Baptist and Jesus announce their ministries with using the same phrase. He says, "The kingdom of heaven has come near." And I think for us to understand what it is to be church, we need to understand what this kingdom of heaven is that's coming near. You see, actually, this phrase, kingdom of heaven, happens 31 times in 28 chapters, so it's a pretty major theme for Matthew. And we get a clue to what this kingdom of heaven is in chapter 10. This is when Jesus sends out his disciples to go and proclaim. And what does he tell them? He tells them, go and proclaim, the kingdom of heaven has come near. And then we get this big clue about what this all means, because he tells them, cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. And you'd think these disciples, they've only been following him for a short time. Can they do this? This is still the middle of the gospel. We haven't even gotten to the cross or the resurrection. And yet, Jesus sends them, and they do. We often skip over this part, that the disciples were able to do this even before Jesus died. We forget the power that these disciples had in them through Jesus. The kingdom of heaven had already come near. The church had already begun. The sick were healed, demons were cast out, and the dead was raised. This is what the kingdom of heaven is all about. This is what I saw this week at VBS. Let's take a look at our story from today. It's Matthew 16. And the disciples and Jesus are back together after being sent out. And Jesus turns to them and he asks them, who do people say I am? Who do people say I am? And the disciples give some general answers like Elijah or John the Baptist back from the dead. And then Jesus turns and he asks Peter, the de facto leader of the disciples, he says, but who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? And we get this most amazing answer from Peter. Peter says, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. This is the apex of Peter's story. He gets it so right. And Jesus responds with praise and with a calling, with a commissioning, basically saying, Peter, now that you get it, now that you believe, now that you understand who I am, Peter, here's what I need you to do. I need you to be the rock. I need you to be the start of this church. I need you to build the church. And Jesus doesn't just leave it at that, build the church with no directions. He says, no, here are the keys. Here's what's most important about the kingdom of heaven. Here's what you need to know. The kingdom of heaven, all of Jesus' work on earth, all that the church is about to do, is about binding people together and freeing people. Now, our translation says it kind of goofy. It says, what will be bound on earth will be bound in heaven. And what you loose, that word doesn't make any sense. What you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. The English teachers in the room are cringing, right? And yet, it's this binding and this freeing, this loosing. These are the keys to being church. Over the last week here at VBS, I started seeing this binding and this freeing in new and powerful ways. I saw the church in action in the young people and the leaders and the not so young people. Jesus says that when we build the church on these two keys. Now, one of the keys, this freedom, this loosing, I understand a bit more, and I often lean into that one, thinking that the kingdom of heaven is about Jesus freeing us from our sin, from all those things that cause us pain, the hurt, the sadness, the abuse, the disease, the everything that's wrong in the world. That Jesus rescues us from this all. And this is a central part of Jesus' message. It's a central part to Jesus' call to Peter and the church. I mean, he did send the disciples to raise the dead and cast out demons. Part of being church means participating in God's work to bring about restoration, hope, healing, and reconciliation. And this, you know, I've understood for a while now because this is what I cling to. And I saw this deep need this week. One of the days of VBS, we talked about our worries. And we had these worry thermometers. And there were three thermometers on a page. And the kids were to mark those thermometers at how much they worry about each of these things. One of them was their friends. How much do they worry about their friends or having friends or needing friends? How much do they worry about their family was another. And then the third one was a failure worry. How much they worry about not being good enough. And guys, I can't even begin to describe the pain in my heart as I saw so many of our kids here at Bethany say that they had 100% of worries. Not only about their friends and their families, but also about not being good enough. So many of the thermometers were bursting at the top. And then the next day, we talked about our struggles and the things they shared. Parents fighting, moms battling cancer, friends who abandoned them. Being church this week meant leaning in to loosening the grip that sin had on these kids and these young people. It meant preaching a message that Jesus rescues us by replacing all of our worries with messages of hope, of healing, of friendship, of love so deep to die on the cross for us so that we can be freed from our sins. Now, this is a typical church message, right? This is what we talk about a lot. But Jesus says this is only one of the keys. And in our polarized world where everything has to be opposites, it doesn't really make sense that we would need to have freedom, being freed, being loosed, and then also being bound. But this week at VBS, I saw how these two aren't opposites, but actually go together and feed off each other. Because what I saw here in this building this week was groups of kids and leaders being bound together. People who didn't know each other at the beginning of the week starting lifelong relationships by the end of the week. Young people who didn't think they had any leadership skills at the beginning of the week blossoming into these amazing leaders by the end of the week. And I know this is to be true because 2 years ago, during my very first week at Bethany, it was the week of VBS, and I told Jara, just throw me in anywhere. I can do anything. And she looked at me like I was crazy, because I am. And I was a crew leader, and I got this crew of fourth and fifth grader girls, and they were amazing, and we spent this week together, and I was bound to them. And this week when I showed up, they were leaders. And I thought, these are my kids. I felt that connection from that week and this pride and this joy that these were my kids, and now they were in the role that I had been to them. They were going to be crew leaders to a new group of kids, and they were going to be bound to those kids in the same way that I was bound to them. And then I experienced another binding this week. Because my small group that I meet with week in and week out during the school year, and we haven't met this much this summer because we have a kids and summer schedule, and yet this week at VBS, they all showed up. And not just to drop off their kids, they showed up and taught me that being church means not only being in our small group, but it means serving together. And that we are bound together as a small group. And that's being church. You see, being bound together isn't this fearful thing. It isn't this commitment that we need to be scared of. No, when the kingdom of heaven is near, when we are being church, and what we bind on earth is bound in heaven, we are bound to each other. You know, Pastor John asked our staff a few weeks ago at our devotions to describe what the weather of our life was. Is it stormy or cloudy or bright sunny skies? And I quickly knew the answer for my own life. It's been stormy, and I'm not even quite sure if those storms have passed. But one of the other staff said, "It's sunny." And at first I thought, no way are they being honest. And then I had flashes of jealousy. And then I realized that they were being honest. And then I realized that one of the reasons that we're bound together as church is because some of us have sunny skies. Maybe you do. Maybe you've got that great job and a great family and you've got your health and you're so thankful for life that this freeing message of peace in the midst of huge storm just doesn't quite connect because you're not in those big storms. Maybe you don't need that freeing message. Maybe the message you need is that you need to be bound. Maybe the message you need is that being church means being bound together. That we are part of a larger story than just our own. That when you have sunny skies, you're called to proclaim it so that hope can be given to those who don't. When you have sunny skies, you're bound to those who can't get by and are just trying to do their best. And that being church with them, you pick up their slack and you carry them. That by being church, you serve, you proclaim, you participate in God's work of bringing healing and hope and freedom to those who need it. That being church means being bound together. I saw this with our young people too, as many of them, when they filled out those worries, there wasn't much there at all. Or when you ask them what their struggles, they kind of got a blank look on their face because their lives are wonderful. But they were taught this week that being church means being bound together with something larger. Every year at VBS, we collect an offering. And this year, our offering went to Tanzania for Houses for Health. And we talked to our kids about what Tanzania is like. And we set up this amazing exhibit in the central lobby that you guys can see today. And each group got to go there and see it and hear Devaney talk about the need for these houses and the money. The money came pouring in. We set a goal for $5,000. $5,000 is a lot of pennies. It's a lot of quarters. It's a lot of empty banks. And yet these kids understood that they were bound to these people that they've never met in a country so far away that they can't even really recognize where it is. And yet they're bound together Because they're church together. So I want to ask you guys today, where are you at? Are you on the side that needs to hear a message of what you need to be freed from? Where does the grip of sin need to be loosened in your life? Are you on the side that you need to be bound to something? Where can you bind yourself to another so that God's message of love can be shared? And maybe most importantly, how can you be church this week so that the kingdom of heaven can continue to come near? Let us pray. God, you know where each and every one of our hearts is. You know the joys, you know the storms, you know the sunny days, you know all of it, God. You know that we both need to be bound and loosened. God, free us from those sins. Free us from that pain, from that despair. And bind us together, God. Bind us together to be your church in this world, to bring a message of hope, of reconciliation, and a message that you, Jesus, you rescue us from it all. God, we pray this in your holy name. Amen.